The Reynolds crew discovers St. George Island and saves the day with a brave rescue. We were children of the flats. Around here, there are miles and miles of them. The shallow water covers sandy plains of grass that are almost continuous from Yucatan to the Keys. I read somewhere that the average decline of the bottom of the near shore or Gulf of Mexico is about a foot to the mile. The discovery of the wonderful diversity of the flats occupied us to the limit of our capacity. We tried our best to find out what lived in every hole, a never-ending quest. Some of us are still at it after 50 years. When we found something interesting, we took it home for our folks to marvel at, and marvel they did. We dug enormous Gulf quahogs as big as softballs. The hard and soft clams of the North Gulf of Mexico get much bigger than they do in the Atlantic, even down south on the east coast of the peninsula. There's been some research on the quahogs that has established that they are the same species and can be mixed bred. I knew a man who made that his life's work. Though Gulf hard clams get bigger sooner, they don't stay shut as well as Atlantic clams, so they gape and drool while they're out of the water, and aren't at their best unless they're eaten before they do too much of that. This man was trying to breed the drooling out of them. I guess he finally did, but the whole project didn't pay off for him. Who wants to eat a quahog as big as a grapefruit besides my mama? A ghastly sight for the eyes of newcomers at our house. We labored excitedly to dig huge, little-known Gulf soft-shell clams and angel wing clams as big as Coca-Cola bottles that lived in holes so deep that the excavations we left in the flats became landmarks. We dug stinking, stinging nemertine worms and all kinds of polychaetes. We discovered the remarkable commensal association of the terrible toadfish and the pistol shrimp, an association that has interested me all my life. They lived together in a good-sized tunnel cut through the roots of turtle grass, Diplanthera, usually. When the tide is out, it's possible to root around and dig them out. The toadfish acts like he doesn't care. He knows what he'll do to you if you mess with him. But the little shrimp hides so adroitly in the muddy water that he's hard to find. With that toadfish looking at you like that, it's hard to feel around adequately. My slapdash experiments have shown that though toadfish are not afraid of anything, they do not eat pistol shrimp.